The DNR board yesterday okayed hearings on proposed standards for rivers and lakes aiming to control the amount of phosphorus coming from point sources. DNR Watershed Management Director Russ Rasmussen says the current amount of phosphorus in Wisconsin waters contributes to problems with algae growth
and adds substantial costs in lost opportunity for recreation and tourism, extra costs to treat drinking water, health costs. Those are, I would submit, at least as much, if not more, than the cost of implementing these rules.
Rasmussen says it could cost more than $1 billion to update sewage treatment plants in some municipalities and at companies that use phosphorus in production. But he says the DNR is trying to spread out the costs by putting the controls on gradually,
so that we can have reasonable progress toward meeting water quality goals while not putting businesses out of business, not bankrupting communities, to give them more time to let technology development and become cheaper, for example.
Rasmussen stresses that the DNR already has another set of proposed rules aimed at cracking down on phosphorus runoff from farms. He says the rule packages will be brought together before the DNR board this summer. Environmental groups have threatened to sue over phosphorus and nitrogen controls if the DNR doesn't act. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.